Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
10 minutes away from your passport to go inside the vault to play Beat the Bank. Remember, we play twice a morning, Monday through Friday. So if you don't get in this hour, stay with us because you'll get another shot an hour after that. But right now, it's all about you, Kid Nation. And I know you like Love Letters to Kelly. That's also coming up this morning, about 40 minutes away from Love Letters to Kelly. So don't you worry about that. Go to KidNation.com to write us. But right now, let's talk about what you want to talk about, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Whatever you want to talk about.
We were talking about this earlier on the show. Jenna said she just can't keep buying stuff for her house. She has a little more room now in her new place.
I started thinking I was going to finish decorating, and then I went to buy something. I'm like, never mind.
Well, you got hooked up right here from the text. Jenna, perfect idea for decor. I made my husband a body paint imprint of my boobies for Valentine's. He loves it, and we hung it up.
I do like those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But am I... I'm going to roll around in some paint alone.
You could do that.
On my own wall.
That could be your new thing.
They have the one where you get it as a couple and you can make that. There's somebody in the
staff.
Love
is art. That's what it's called. Love is art. That's pretty cool.
Someone here in our office has that. They haven't done it yet.
Huh.
But I know who it is.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't even have to tell me. I'm guessing.
Who do you think it is?
Lacey.
It is not Lacey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's somebody even more shocking than that.
Nick?
Nah, Nick. It's not Nick, but he would be shocking. It's not Amy. I'll throw
how many
that.
People are left?
I don't know if their person knows yet, so I don't want to ruin it. It might be a surprise.
I bought
for
this as a gift for
George.
Someone. Yeah.
No, it's not our boss. It's not our boss man, George.
I could do it with Wheezy.
Yeah, you could. So there you go. You could do your own art, and then that way you don't have to.
That'd be kind of weird. It was sexy art, and then some paw prints.
Yeah.
But that sounds like something I would do.
And I think Angie on the phone actually. Do you have some other ideas for Jenna, Angie? To decorate?
I do. If you have some like awesome photography or like photos that you really, really love, Costco sells, you can do like a canvas print or a metal print of that photography, or go to painting with, get some buddies and go to painting with a twist and paint a really cool painting.
Yeah, I go. Do have
so
cool
you could
pictures.
Take old, yeah, that'd be great.
But... You know, when you look at framing them real big, that gets expensive.
Yeah.
I can't make a decision over what photos I
know want. You think it gets expensive, but a lot of people, when I do an Instagram story at my house, they'll see there's a picture of my son and my daughter. It's huge, of just their faces, and it's in white background and everything. And everybody thinks I went to, like, some big fancy framing place. My wife spent $30 on that.
You get those online
that whole project
all the time.
Yeah. Oh, it was just, she just bought the frames from IKEA.
Yeah, but I'm saying the custom, you can get the custom, the frameless boards, like it's just a canvas. They have specials all the time.
But they have cheap ways to do it. Thank you, Angie, for hooking Jenna up right there.
That is kind of a fun idea because some of those drink and paint stuff with your friends.
Yeah.
Some of them are really good. Some of them are kind of like questionable. But to do a whole wall collage of the same thing from different, that's an interesting idea. I like that. Like take 8 people, so you'd have a collection of 9, 3, 3, 3. That'd be really interesting.
Yeah. See,
I like that idea.
I was trying to get a group of friends to go to a class where you paint someone that's posing for you, but I can't sell anyone on it. I think it would be really fun and
funny.
And
then hang the series of nudes.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Okay, I'm going to...
I like that
I'm
idea.
I'm going to request that for my birthday.
That was a good idea, caller. I forgot your name.
Sorry. No.
I already love you.
Oh, she went away.
I thanked her, though. Angie,
there you go. Angie, that was a great idea.
I might be wrong on the name. My short... Was it? Okay.
It was Angie.
Well, Courtney wrote us and said, I gave up radio for Lent, and I'm back, but I don't know what's been going on. Give me a 1-minute summary of the last 6 weeks for each of you.
Oh,
6 weeks? How about we do like a 10-second each person summary?
Okay, I've got one.
Okay, go ahead, Kelly.
We bought a house. It was an oopsie moment, so we had to sell our house, and we did both.
Hello, I'm Alan.
So we did that within the last 6 weeks.
Which is pretty good.
We weren't expecting to do that, but it happened, so there you go.
And Emma Kelly's been playing volleyball and doing better.
Emma, she is doing better.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you play sports. You get better and better and better.
It's been a slow process, but she's doing better. I think we found something that she likes.
Hi, this is JC. In the last 6 weeks, I broke a world record only to have it taken away from me the very next day by somebody else who destroyed the world record of walking on Lego barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
My son started playing football, and he scored his first touchdown.
Yeah.
My son also won an award at school. And my wife and I have been extremely happy.
There you go.
Yeah, nothing wow. crazy has been going on in our lives. And my daughter Chloe's also doing awesome.
Yeah. All right, this is Big Al. In the last 6 weeks, I've closed a bar. Have gone on lots of dates. Still single, though.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Lots of dates.
Still single.
Still single. Jenna?
My side hustle has been great. My fetish. I went on a dream trip to Tahiti in the last 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. My personal life is on the upswing.
Yeah.
And Wheezy is healthy. And I'm happier than I've been in a really long time.
Good.
There you go.
There's the update.
Now, speaking of what you just touched on, Big Al Mac, about dating and, you know, getting in there. From the text, has Big Al talked to Dr. Girlfriend since he told her about the engagement ring he never gave her and then sent back? Have you?
I think I sent her a text on Easter. Just said, happy Easter. You know, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. That's about it.
Just happy Easter?
Yeah. After that. You know, holiday. You know.
Just keeping his toe in there.
Hey, baby. Hey. Don't tell it. Trying to resurrect the relationship over Easter?
No.
Yeah, right.
No resurrection.
Resurrection can be fun.
Yeah. Hey, Toto. Oh, no, that's Todd. I thought I saw a no.
Hey, Toto.
Toto.
I thought I saw a no, but it's just
Toto.
It's just Todd.
Hey,
hi, Todd. What's up, buddy?
I'm up. Driving to work.
So, what's been going on in your world? This is a relationship call, huh?
Well, I've been with my girl for about 7 years. We have two kids together. And for about 7th or 8th time in the last 7 years, she just randomly looked at me in the living room on Easter and said she's not happy and wants me out.
So, and how many times has she broken up with you?
This is about the 7th or 8th time.
7th or 8th time.
Yeah.
Kelly, you are the love expert. Love letters, Kelly, are they're coming up in about 30 minutes.
Well, have you gotten to the root of why she's not happy? Have you asked her why she's not happy?
I kind of... I mean, I asked her what's going on, and she kind of just beats around the bush and says that I just sit around and play video games, which isn't true because I work, and I think she says it doesn't make really sense.
Well, I mean,
right.
Just ask her do you want to stay with her?
I do, because we have two kids together, and yeah. I love her and everything.
Is she looking for an out?
It's not fun. I think so, maybe, but why take me back every time?
Because maybe she really does love you, but she, or maybe it's because of the kids. That's why you just said you don't want to really, you're not expressing all this undying love for her. It's just about the kids. So, unless y'all fall in love with each other, I don't know how this is going to ultimately work out. Do you love her?
I do love her, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it's just the video games, why don't you try a test and put the video games away for 30 days and see if that makes a marked improvement in the relationship? But I have a feeling it's more than just the video games.
Yeah.
When you're not playing the video games, what are you doing? Are you showing her love? Are you helping around the house? Are you telling her she's beautiful? Are you taking her on dates? Are you still dating her? I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff that could be going on.
Are you
and
just
not
Googling
just the video games?
More video games.
This last time we came back, I told her I worked on all this stuff. Cause, I mean, she told me she didn't feel like I showed enough affection.
Well, then start doing that. You're telling her you're going to work on it. Telling her you're going to work on it and doing it are two
right.
different things.
Show it. Don't talk about it.
And look, it's going to be tough because it's different. You're not used to doing these things that she's asking for, but just little by little, just...
And you're going to feel awkward and like, this is silly and I don't want to do it. But then maybe you'll get over that and see that it's effective and it's working. And then... call us back and let us know how it goes. But I would start romancing her.
Deal?
I'll give it a shot.
All right.
Why not?
What video game are you playing?
Give it a shot.
What's your game to go to right now?
Battleground.
Well, why don't you just try giving it a 30-day rest and see what happens.
See, hopefully she comes back. That'll be a step and then
but in
start.
In addition to that, romance her.
All right. Good job. Good luck, Todd, a.k.a. Toto.
Staying together for the kids is tough. You gotta also kind of like love each other.
Yeah, right.
You do. From the text, what are your guys' thoughts on wearing deodorant while you sleep?
You know what a lot of people say, there are deodorants that you should put on like at night if you take your shower and you put on your deodorant before bed, that it's more effective.
I put deodorant on every time I see it.
Yeah.
Is that not normal? I want to smell good for myself. I spray perfume on myself when I'm at home alone.
Like those 24-hour deodorants they say, you should put them on. Because right after a shower, your pores are open and maybe the deodorant has a better chance
to... Have two kinds.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
With me.
Nice.
Wow.
This is great, this spray.
She has a spray.
This Degree dry spray.
That's one I need.
Ultra clear. This one's been my favorite I bought in a long time. 48-hour.
but I put it on like four times a day still. And this is the men's degree sport.
I try the
Dove
spray.
It makes it sound like I smell bad all the time, but I actually just love smelling.
Yeah,
like a bro.
Yeah. I saw the commercial.
Like
commercials are very effective, and that Dove spray where they're spraying it directly on the clothes. I was like, let me try that. I can't stand the smell of it. It smells so weird. I normally use the degree, the one that's not supposed to leave white marks on your black dress, which they all do a little bit.
They ruin it
but
sometimes.
I might try the degree spray next time just for something different. But I'm usually a stick girl.
Mm. Hi, Katie.
Hey, so I've got some good news.
What?
So yesterday I went to the orthodontist, and first of all, I don't wear my rubber bands anymore.
Yay!
Hey, you.
And they said I did a really good job of wearing them the whole 6 weeks. And then they also told me that I get my braces off in 6 weeks.
Yay!
Yay
that's what happens when you do what you're supposed to
do. Follow the rules, and you'll be all good.
Good job.
3 months early.
Good for you.
I don't know if I came up with the same for my kids. Maybe I heard it somewhere else, but I just told them, listen to what we say and everything will be okay. And that goes with everything. I don't know. Did I hear that somewhere?
No. I've never heard
it. Listen to what we say and everything will be okay.
Maybe you know, somebody has to originate a saying and maybe you just originated one.
Yeah, because I keep wondering if I heard it somewhere else or if I'm just taking credit.
You're trying to rhyme it.
Yeah. Because it's a very simple rhyme.
Uh-huh.
So I figured somebody else out there must have come up with it.
They probably did.
But for now, I'm claiming it.
You should.
Because I wanted to do a little children's book about it and everything.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. So Katie did it, and now she gets her braces off. Anybody have braces on the show here?
I did. I had four sets.
Four sets?
Needed them, but I didn't get them.
I did Invisalign.
You did that?
No, I'm annoyed. My teeth are too close together.
I always wanted braces as a kid. I don't know why, but I wanted the rubber bands and all that cool stuff.
It's not fun.
Oh, I know it's not fun. I learned from my friends when they would get hit in the face with a football or something.
Wires. I still have a wire up in here.
Wires would break, and oh my gosh, and you'd get to wear that wax because it would cut your gums. Every time I get my braces tightened, I'd get a little fever.
Really?
Yeah, it was not a lot of fun.
I know, but those of us that didn't have it, I was so jealous of those little colored slides.
Sure.
Well, they've improved them a lot, you know. Yeah. Now we didn't have the Invisalign and all that.
Yeah, I know, right?
But some people can't afford the Invisalign still, you know.
I would probably had them if they'd had Invisalign like when I was in high school.
Well, I got it now.
Yeah, that's true.
Go for it, Al.
A lot of adults are doing it now.
Yeah, that's true.
Happy.
That's true.
Come on.
The hardest part about it is not popping it out. That was my struggle because when you get a new one in, it hurts. I would wake up in the middle of the night and be like, like I just want to rip it out of my mouth.
You don't even know you did it. I'm thinking about getting some sort of veneers or something.
Really?
Do you see me next to my husband in all those pictures?
Well, he's got perfect teeth.
I look like I smoke 2 packs a day and drink nothing but red wine next to him.
He's got pearly whites.
And got I need to get some fakes.
Or just screw up his teeth.
Or tan. That makes your teeth
look
whiter.
Feed him more wine. Feed him more wine.
Yeah, do that thing. All right, let's give away this money.
Let's do it.
First, before we do that, we need to give you the password. And the password this hour is bartend.
Ah.
Bartend is your password.
Got it.
A good skill to have.
You're going to need that within 10 minutes. We'll have you call in to play Beat the Bank next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, it's time for round one of Beat the Bank. Do you know the password? I hope so. We just gave it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll take call number 13 to play this rendition of Beat the Bank. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get in this hour, don't worry about it. You'll have another shot less than an hour from now. We'll hook you up with another password, another chance to win your money, okay?
Got it.
But definitely call in right now if you know it. Because we want you to win. And we're going to go ahead and issue a slight mascara alert if you're feeling emotional this morning.
Yeah.
Because
I want to take you there.
We have a charity.
Where you won't have a care.
It's called Kids Kids, and it was started over 20 years ago by Kid Craddock, who started this show. You know, he took some kids in a bus, in a van, to SeaWorld in San Antonio, and then that evolved into this magical trip to Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida that we take yearly. In fact, we even have a teen trip now where we take teenagers. We take them during the summer, but there's highs and there's lows when it comes to Kids Kids because you get to be a part of their most magical week, the week that they probably remember the most.
Mm-hmm.
These are the pictures that they look at when they go to the hospital and what keeps their spirits high.
Yeah, these kids are terminally and chronically ill, and some you look at it and you can't even tell they're sick on some of it.
They're
sometimes
kids.
Those are the sickest kids, you know.
They're sick, but something about this trip brings out the kid in them. And you see them having fun, and you see them smiling. A lot of parents say, I haven't seen my kid smile like this ever.
Yeah, it's invigorating for them.
And another thing that happens on this trip is you fall in love with these kids. We're with them for 5 straight days.
Yeah.
It's morning till nighttime, till they go to sleep. And you build friendships with these families. And like Al said, some of them are terminally ill.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they have a glimmer of hope and you get good news that their cancer is gone, their cancer comes back.
Yeah, and fierce.
We got a tweet from one of our kids' dad and a couple of emails, but this is a tweet that Brian Billick wrote about his son, Damon, who was just on the trip with us this past year.
Well, it was a couple of years ago. A
couple of years ago, right, yeah. 2 years ago? They blend together.
I think so.
But he wrote, Agent Damon is down. That's a line from The Avengers. That's one of his favorite movies. Damon would love it. Damon lost his battle with cancer at 11:26 a.m. Thank you for the love, the prayers, and the support, everyone. And then he tagged Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo. And then he put, Damon was the true embodiment of Captain. Because he loved Captain America.
He had his own comic book that he inspired.
In fact, just in case you didn't get to, or you don't remember when Damon was on the trip, here's a little interview we had with him.
Damon Billick is a 12-year-old who lost his arm due to osteosarcoma. He spent several holidays and birthdays in the hospital, but this kid never stopped smiling.
He has never been mad, angry, really depressed.
Never.
When he got diagnosed and they said, the cancer returned and we're going to have to lose your arm, that's the only way to save you. I'm crying. His mother's crying. Damon said, okay.
It's just a joy to be around him. You know, it's just a normal kid that just happens to have this thing that happened to him.
When he got his arm amputated, we're in the recovery room. I'm laying over and crying. And the doctor comes out and he's crying, or one of the doctors. I was like, that's not good.
Yeah, because doctors just see everything, you
doctors
think.
Doctors aren't supposed to tear up.
It's a better place since you came along.
And the doctor goes, this kid, I don't understand him at all. I said, why? And he goes, well, he did two things that floored everybody in there. The first one, he said, make sure you tell my dad I made it to 10 so I can get my $20. Because I told him he wouldn't be able to count backwards to 10.
In anesthesia?
Yeah. And he goes, okay, and the other thing, and he goes, I don't want you to feel bad. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, for taking my arm. I don't want you to feel bad. He goes, I understand why it's happening. I've never seen an adult, much less a little kid, worrying more about how I'm feeling about doing what I'm doing than to worry about himself waking up and not having it. Because I've never seen that before in anybody. Because the head nurse had to walk out.
It's a better place since you came along.
This is why we do the trip.
They had it beat, you know, and then it came, the cancer came back in January. So, just a shame. This family, we hung out a lot with his mom and dad, and just it's just sad. It's just sad.
And then you see how many lives Damon touched.
Yeah.
All the articles that are written about him and all the good he did.
Yeah, because of him, there's a bell installed. He got the firefighters, and he loved firefighters too, in his town to install a bell at the children's hospital. So when the kids complete their cancer treatment, they get to ring the bell.
Yeah.
So just little things like that he did that'll just continue, you know, because of him.
And Damon's dad, Brian, we just read his tweet and tagged a couple of the Avengers in it, and one of them responded.
Oh.
Chris Evans wrote, Damon had the kind of strength I only pretend to have on screen. He was a true warrior. Brave, selfless, compassionate, and proud. I feel so grateful for his friendship. Sending all my love to you and your family, Brian. This is why we do the trip. Because, you know,
you shouldn't have to. Shouldn't have to bury your
so
kids.
Terrible,
you know,
for these kids. It's so terrible.
And his attitude was so incredible. Yeah. The fact that he's telling the doctor, it's okay. I know why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Chris Evans said it. Brave, selfless, compassionate, and proud. That is what Damon was to a T. If you could choose four words in our dictionary to describe him, those are it right there. And in fact, you could change a kid's life the way that the trip did for Damon and his family, we're sending hugs and love his family's way. But applications for this year's Kids Kids trip they're actually up right now, kidskids.com, KIDS.com. And you get to see the pictures and the videos. And today we're going to be cutting the ribbon for the Kids Kids and Music Meets Medicine Therapeutic Arts Room in memory of Kid Craddock.
Yeah, the room is named after Kid, who started the charity many, many years ago, over 25 years ago, I guess now.
So follow us on social media. We'll be there. I know Damon's going to be there in spirit. Yeah, I just know it. I just know he is. And go to kidnation.com if you want to find our Instagrams and our Twitter and Snapchat so you can follow along with this ribbon cutting.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thinking about you, Damon. We love you, buddy. We miss you.
Mm-hmm.
And back to regularly scheduled program. Mm-hmm. Are you ready, Al?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
For Damon, take that.
Yeah.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
All right, round one of Beat the Bank. We'll play again in an hour if you didn't get in. But this hour is all about you. Jamie, how you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Welcome to the show. You okay?
I'm okay.
Okay. I know.
All these emotions.
This is the
right
worst
now.
Timing.
I know.
Worst timing.
So Jamie's on hold where we're getting super emotional about our boy Damon. Yeah. I understand. Other than that, are you doing okay, Jamie?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
All right. Are you on your way to work right now?
I work at a daycare and I just dropped off all the school age kids at school.
Oh.
And I drive home. I drive to daycare every day and I heard you on the radio. I'm like, I'm going to try one last time. So I'm in the parking lot right now.
Oh, it was meant to be. It was meant to be before you go to work. All right. Well, let's step up to the vault, Jamie.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Bartend.
Accepted.
That was the saddest bartender.
Oh, I know. It's that is the correct password, though, Jamie.
Need a drink.
You know, this is life. This is what goes down.
Yeah.
But, Jamie, you got inside the vault. Now it's you one-on-one with a banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there, okay? It can get up to $1,000. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go for your turn.
Even if it goes all the way.
Even if he says $1,000, you still have to yell stop, because if you don't, that vault door is going to close. And if it closes, what do you get, Jamie?
Nothing.
Exactly. We don't want that to happen, okay? We want you to go to work happy after we made you cry.
Yes.
All right, Jamie. Let's see if we can do that for you. Are you guys ready? Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$110. $210. $310. $410. $510. $610. $710.
Stop.
Yay!
There you go.
I want you to get some.
$710 for you, Jamie.
Good job.
What are you going to do with that money?
I'm going to help out my mom. She's helping me out forever for the longest time with my kids.
You're going to help out your mom?
Yes, I am.
Aw, good.
Aw. Get back a little bit.
Good girl.
Well, hopefully you could save a little bit for yourself and buy yourself something and then help your mommy as well, okay?
I will.
All right, Jimmy.
This is the most emotional video.
I know.
Gosh.
Well, we set it up. Yeah.
We're already in the mood. Anything you want to talk about, Jamie?
I don't know if I can right now.
Oh, Jamie.
Congratulations. Let's just for fun see how high it would have gone, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, she's so polite.
$810. $840.
Hey, go, Jamie.
Good for you.
You played it perfectly. $710 this round goes to you, Jamie, and your mom.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day with those kids today, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, Jamie, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your money. She got me more emotional.
Emotional over there.
I'm struggling to talk.
I'm struggling with Damon thing going on.
Well, yeah, and then when you hear, when you see someone cry, and I can't even look at you guys.
Yeah.
I'm crying. And I hear her cry.
Yeah.
We'll play again in less than 1 hour. We'll hook you up with that pass, with that password, so you can go inside the vault and win your money, just like Jamie just did.
There you go.
And we'll keep up with the feels here, because coming up next, it's time for our love expert to make her way into the studio. Love Letters to Kelly is happening next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Just gave away $710 to Jamie with Beat the Bank. We're going to hook you up with another password to go inside the vault in about less than 30 minutes, give or take.
All right.
And then within 10 minutes, we'll have you call in to the show, and then you go inside the vault and win your money just like that. And I just found out that I'm not going to wax my nose.
Why?
Why not?
Apparently, it could be bad, and it's allergy season coming up.
Oh, you need your hairs?
You need your hairs. That's what stops things from going in there and getting you sick, and sometimes it opens up your pores, and then you can get...
It's protection?
Yeah, it protects you.
Well, hair's in there for a reason,
right.
But...
I'm not going to go all the way up. I just want to go the rim.
Well, you can just get those little nose hair trimmers then.
Yeah,
that's what I've been using. But I figured I'd just get the clean.
Or just pluck.
No, they said plucking's bad, too, because you're letting exposing the pores out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just and that goes, trim what might come out.
And the brain's right there and everything. Yeah,
The brain is right there.
It's right next to our nose. So if you get an infection, it can get up to your brain.
Wow.
These are the messages I'm getting.
Technically, if you get an infection, it can travel anywhere.
Yeah,
but that's like right there. That's
right there.
Next door neighbor. If you get an infection from your finger.
I refuse to live in fear.
Okay. I'm with you, Kellen. Just do it.
I'm going to do it.
Just do it.
I just want to know what it feels like. That's all I want. All right, love it.
It feels kind of good when they put the warm wax in there at first.
Oh, you've done it?
Well, not there, but oh, okay. I've warm waxed other places, and it feels kind of good at first, that warmth.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then,
just for a second. Yeah, I think I've sampled the wax everywhere.
Okay.
It's nice.
Back in my days when I cared about what I looked like, I waxed my eyebrows a few times.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
those hurt.
It was all right. I mean, then I said, I'm not going to do that anymore. I don't know. It did hurt a little bit. But it's just too much trouble. And plus, I can't do anything that I can't tell my boys I'm going to.
And then your boys know.
It is trouble. Yeah. I mean, that's the reality of staying groomed. It's a lot of work.
The question a guy fears sometimes from his buddies when they go out is, wait, did you wax your eyebrows? Then you got to be honest about it.
Yeah. You can't trust a man with better eyebrows.
A little something out there for him. All right, love expert, are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
I forgot to submit mine this week.
Oh.
I had one. Do I have to go through the normal channels?
No, we could do a special segment for you later if you want.
A private sesh.
Yeah.
How soon is too soon to bring up an overnight bag?
Oh, is this your letter?
No, I'm just asking for a friend.
For a friend.
Yeah, okay. Oh.
Are you really asking?
Oh. No, we can talk about it. Okay. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been involved in a long-distance relationship with a man I met online for 7 months now. We fall hard pretty fast and see each other as much as we can, which is only about twice a month. He just asked me to move in with him 2 weeks ago. I started applying for teaching positions where he lives and actually have a job fair this weekend. However, he started ignoring my texts and calls Sunday night, and 2 days before he told me to take some time to make sure I was ready to move in with him.
Yeah,
I'm confused. He asked me to move in, and when I'm finally starting to take the steps to get ready to move, he starts acting funny.
Yeah.
Now I tried calling. He's not answering.
Yeah.
I texted to let him know I might go up early, and his response was that he felt sick and was going to bed.
Yeah.
What do I do? Is he just getting cold feet?
Yeah.
He lives 3 hours away, so I can't go during the week, but I feel like I need to address this in person.
Well, he's going to hate that, but yeah, it sounds like he's getting cold feet and he's regretting that he asked
your
you.
Idea. It's crazy.
It's the commitment, though. They think they want it, and then they're like, oh my gosh, what have I done?
Yeah.
Buyer's remorse, I guess you could call it, even though he hasn't really bought any. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh, I've bit off more than I can chew. So I think that you kind of know already that this isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And if you do go through with it, it's not going to have a good outcome. I don't know why. We demand face-to-face rejection. If that's really what you want,
closure.
Go ahead. Go get it. But I would stop applying for jobs and forget about that job fair. Yeah. Right. I think he's letting you know. He's just, it's the cowardly way out. But we're all cowards at some point. I don't like
that. We don't
want
to hurt people,
I mean, the last breakup I had was over the phone where somebody broke up with me. And I was like, oh, You know, would it have made it any better if he did it to my face? Really, would it have made it any better? I don't know.
I think we feel like there's a better chance that we'll make it work.
Well, that you could talk him out of it.
Right, exactly.
Once they see how upset you are, they're like, oh, I can't do this
to
her.
Feel bad, yeah.
All right?
That's exactly why you want to do it in person. We get you. We know.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I thought I had found the love of my life. Her name is Veronica.
Oh, I like Veronica.
That's
Veronica.
Great, yeah, Vettel for sure. If you want
Veronica before,
and she's my world in so many ways. I've known her for about 6 years, and now I lived with her for about 4 of those years, and we connected from the start. There's just one thing about her that I don't like. She constantly steals money out of my wallet.
Oh.
It's not large amounts of money, but it's just that she won't ask me for any. She just takes it. I would offer to give her money if she needs any, but she always just says no. But when I give her money to go to buy something from the store for me, she never gives me back the change.
No.
I don't know how to make her know that I don't care about the money and only her happiness, but I don't want her... I don't want to confront her and then have it all turn bad. Do you have any advice, Kelly?
Well, I mean, if you want to stay in this relationship with a thief, that's fine. There's some psychological reason why she's doing that, and I don't know what it is. But maybe you could just start keeping your wallet on you 24/7 so she doesn't have access to it, and then give her an allowance. I mean,
or for a girlfriend, keep your cash somewhere.
You know what? A lot of husbands and wives, whoever controls the family budget, gives the other person, this is your spending money for the week. And so allowance is a kind of a juvenile term for it, but maybe that's, if you're wanting to stay with the relationship, you say you're fine with giving her money, then give her money.
Right.
And then she might not have the need to take it, but then until she can build up your trust again, you have to keep your wallet hidden, locked up, whatever. I mean, she's going to hit the roof. But maybe just give her, if it's $50 a week, $100 a week, whatever it is that obviously she's needing cash for, but there's something psychological about it that's in her. That's
she might be a klepto.
This. But is she stealing anything else? Is it just the money thing?
He says it's just the money.
There's something to that that would need some intervention to figure out why she's doing it. But if you love her, she's the love of your life. Just like being on a family budget, maybe that's the thing. And her budget is $100 a week or whatever. But you can't trust her.
Swipe or no swiping.
That's a shame.
They did the first time. Oh, that's so cute. You took money out of my wallet. Then he didn't nip it in the bud.
Right.
It has become like a thing.
Because I'll take, my wife will grab some money from my wallet sometimes, or I'll grab some from hers if I need it. But I always tell her, hey, I grabbed that
$20. Yes, there's the difference there. Yeah. So there's something else to it.
Yeah.
I just don't know what that is.
Because he's just swiping and not saying anything. Like it didn't happen.
But if you want to stay with her and you don't, you know, want to find out the root of it, just try that. See if that works.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, you might need some counseling.
Handcuffs.
An intervention.
Handcuffs, yeah.
Get some handcuffs.
Yeah.
Put her in.
Yeah, I'll teach
lock her up.
For a couple of things.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating this guy I met on Bumble for 3 months now. I met his family and his friends, and I thought things were going great. I do have a 3-year-old son, and I was waiting for him to be ready to meet him. Well, then he drops a bomb on me this past Sunday.
Oh.
He said he needs time to evaluate our relationship, but he does really care about me. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to be honest, I did get extremely drunk the other day, and I may have said some rude things. What should I do? I apologized, and I said I'd change the way I acted when I drink. Do I just give him space? That's from Nicole.
Yes, give him some space. Leave him alone.
Oh, I wonder what she said.
Who knows?
It's
bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's really bad.
So I would give him the space he's asked for. And if he doesn't come back, oh well, don't do that again. Don't get so drunk. You need to learn that that's not you. You have to stop at 2, perhaps 3, depending on your body's tolerance.
Yeah.
And you've learned a lesson. But yeah, when a man says he needs space, you need to give him that space. Because if you keep bothering him and checking him and stuff, he's going to get to the point where he's like, oh my God, she's calling me again. You're just going to be a huge annoyance.
Yeah.
So let him miss you. You have to risk that he might not come back, but that's what you have to do.
As quiet as that movie last night.
Right? But you know what? Good thing for you that you didn't introduce your 3-year-old to him yet. That just goes to show you.
Right.
Wait.
Because you got to wait. A few months into a relationship anyway, even if you hadn't gotten drunk and said something bad, that's about a time I would think that a man would say, let me think if this is really who I want. Because after 3 months, you are committed and heading that way.
You're getting to the love part
especially
of the relationship.
Depending on what age you are.
Sure.
So that's a good turning point for a relationship where whether you got drunk or not, this might just be coincidental that you got drunk and embarrassed yourself. Or he might just say, now I need to assess if this is where I want to go.
Because there are some things you say when you're drunk that will not, they can't forgive.
Yeah.
I knew a guy and his girlfriend got drunk and in front of all of us, she started screaming at him and said some not nice things about his manhood.
And that's on another level. It's like if you say that in the privacy of your own home, that's one thing. But saying it in front of the friends and now you've humiliated him.
Right.
That's you can't come back from that.
Oh, she destroyed that relationship because he would not take her back.
Yeah. No.
Not one
No matter
bit.
How much she apologized and offered to brag about it in front of the friends.
She boohooed so hard.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, man, you, in front of my friends, you said that.
Yeah,
you do it once, you do it twice.
And then we're all questioning. And we're like, well, she telling the truth? Like, what's going on here?
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating this guy for 4 years, and everything is great. We get along very well and have the same values. The biggest strain on our relationship right now, though, is that he's living at home, and his parents do absolutely everything for him. His mom still cooks him breakfast and lunch and dinner every day, still does his laundry, and cleans his room.
Nice.
Stepbrother.
Sign me up.
Mom!
His dad handles all of his finances.
Nice!
He does not have a job. This is another struggle.
What
he
a
just
winner
hangs
you
out at home.
Everything is going great. We love each other.
He hangs out at home waiting for his big break. I tried having a conversation
his
with
big
him.
Break?
I tried having a conversation with him about trying to start a career, becoming independent from his parents and learning more responsibility, but he just puts up excuses and says he's trying to be an entrepreneur, so his argument is that he can't focus on anything else because it will distract him, and you have to be all in with no backup plan.
Okay, all right.
Should I be concerned?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what else to do. We've been having conversations like this for the past year and a half. Sasha.
Yeah! We found a winner! You don't have!
I can't focus on all of these distractions. I'm an entrepreneur.
Waiting for my break. And what is he
Every
doing?
Guy on Bumble. I'm an entrepreneur.
What are you doing?
4 years?
Yeah. They've been together for 4 years.
Yeah.
He's 25.
Honey, it's time. It's time to give this up and go get a man.
I love this letter. I've been sitting on this letter.
But hopefully she hears that back and is like, wow, I'm a dummy. Maybe she's hearing that back and like, what a dummy. Some girls need to be slapped in the face, and I'm not trying to insult you with that.
What's he offering you?
He's offering you nothing except for a life. You're going to take on all that responsibility when you finally, lucky you, get to marry that?
He can wipe himself.
Maybe she can move into the house and mom can make breakfast for both of them.
Honey, you need to want more.
Is this the Matthew McConaughey movie, Failure to Launch?
Bad.
Oh, my
right?
God.
Bad.
Oh, boy.
Please do yourself a favor. Oh. I bet you break up with him. He is not going to even ask you to come back.
Well, his mom will.
They're like, this is our only hope to get him out of the house.
Yeah, please get him, please.
Please don't be a dummy. Please don't be a dummy. I say that with love.
That's
we all have dumb moments. I've had my dumb moments. You're having one now.
Right.
You're still young. You can still write this. This is going to be okay. This is not your future.
Man, his parents still handle everything.
You can't force someone to have motivation.
No.
It's either there or it's not.
You can't teach it.
What's going to happen when his parents, I mean, you don't want to predict too far in the future, when his parents are gone, and then he's going to go on the government's payroll? What's going to happen? No, honey.
By then he'll have his big break, maybe.
Yeah, he's waiting on his ship to come here.
Yeah, his parents, too, you know.
Yeah, they've all
just enabled him forever.
Exactly. This is bad. This is bad. But I would love to find out what his entrepreneurial ideas are.
Oh, a little project here and there.
You know, I would love to know that.
You got
to
go all in with no backup plans.
Consulting, Kelly. He's consulting.
Who do you consult?
But then again, he could be like the next Mark Cuban. Didn't he start off like living with 15 people in a house? They didn't have electricity and stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what? He had motivation.
Yeah. The difference between this guy and Mark Cuban is Mark Cuban in college bought a bar and for a project raised this bar from the ashes and made a ton of money.
But he had nothing. I mean, he was poor. He had nothing.
Nothing.
But he had motivation and ideas that he was actually acting upon.
He went out and he wasn't even 21 and he had a bar, a successful bar in his college town.
So if you can recognize that spark of ambition and creativity in life and passion in that 25-year-old living with his parents, getting three meals. No, that's completely different.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
And if you're listening, dude, come on.
Why should he come on?
No, keep going.
Dude, listen, come on, bro.
He's sleeping.
Yeah, he's not listening. What's right now. What are we talking about?
No reason to change anything.
Mom, if you're listening for your son, please tell him to stop doing it.
Dude's not going to get up at 10:30, 11 o'clock. You'll be tired to watch The View.
But let's be honest, that's the lie sometimes.
Well, you'd like to have it maybe for a week.
For a week would be
don't
cool.
Don't you, after a week of vacation, when you do that, when you just don't get off your bed, don't you feel like a loser?
Yes.
I feel like a loser.
Or watching my mom do all my stuff for me and my dad work on my fan. No.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Do better for yourself. Hey, if you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We have a nice little section set up for you right there. You write it, we read it, she solves it. We do it Mondays and Wednesdays.
Bam.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank. Vault door is thick. Vault door is heavy. No deodorant in 3 days. Hope I'm not smelly.
Big Al Matt keeps forgetting to buy deodorant.
Yeah.
And you haven't smelled, man. I would have told you if I would have smelled some sort of funk.
Would you tell me?
I would tell you. Yeah.
I hope so. I never understand when people don't want to tell you you have, like, a booger or something in your teeth.
Yeah.
I'll tell a stranger.
Yeah, you got something
right
there.
It's embarrassing for the moment, but get rid of it.
You got something right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost right there in the bro code. You know, we got to keep hooking each other up.
In the human code.
And then when you're talking to the person, you can't even focus on the conversation because all you can focus on is whatever object it is that's lodged in their face or whatever it is.
And I know it should be human code, Jenna, but I told a lady one time that she had food in her teeth.
And she got mad at you.
And she got mad at me.
She's embarrassed.
I know, and I get it.
But still tell them.
But I said it quietly. I was like, hey, excuse me, you got a little something. And she got mad at me.
I know, it's just an embarrassment.
Because it was an embarrassment.
Yeah.
And the worst part is when, like, there's a group, but nobody's telling that person.
Right.
What happened at church? This woman came out of the bathroom with her dress tucked in her, you know, the back of her panties, which happens sometimes.
Oh.
And I can see her. There's like 2 or 3 people standing between me and her, and everybody's just letting her walk down the hall. I ran around them and went up and tapped her on the shoulder and said, your dress is in your pants.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. They were just going to let her keep walking around like that because nobody wants to say anything.
Nobody wants to be that person.
Oh my gosh.
You'll say examine your zipper anytime.
XYZ.
XYZ, PDQ.
I did that to a guy once. I was like, hey, yo, XYZ. And he goes, why are you giving me the end of the alphabet?
No reason, bro.
I was like, never mind, dude. It's all good. Just keep going.
Is that bro code everyone knows?
Yeah, keep going.
XYZ.
Check.
I thought it was, I see what it meant.
Yeah, right. Like, I thought we did.
Examine your zipper pretty dang quick.
Well, you're giving me the end of the ABCs for no reason. Hi, Julia.
Hi.
Would you want a total stranger to tell you if your dress was inside your panties or if you had something on your teeth?
Duh.
Yeah, you would, right?
Okay, so
and you would be nice to them, right?
Yes.
That's right.
All right.
What are you up to this morning? You sound like you're already at work.
I am.
Okay, cool. What do you do?
Marketing and communications at United Way of Horry County.
Oh, look at you.
Horry County. That's in South Carolina.
Oh, that's your people right there, Kelly.
Yo, peoples.
Yeah, doing a lot of marketing today, Julia. Hopefully we can get you some money, you know, put that in your wallet. That way it's a nice little Wednesday for you. Let's step up to the vault, why don't we?
Okay.
All right.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Forget.
Password accepted.
Yay.
You did not forget. The password was forget.
You're off to a great start, Julia. You're off to a great start.
Now you get to go inside the bank vault. Here's Big Al Mac to tell you how we play Beat the Bank.
You will hear dollar amounts. They're going to increase. When you hear one that you're comfortable with, please shout out the word stop. That way we will stop and we will award you happily with the last dollar amount that you heard. Should the door close before you say stop, I'm afraid you will get nothing. Even if it goes all the way to $1,000, you need to say stop. I'm done.
Boom. That's how we play right there, Julia. You got it, right?
That completes your instructions.
I got it.
All right.
Well, the last thing left to do is to win you some money. Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$60, $90, $240. 350. 370. 450. 500. 620. 740.
Stop!
That was great.
That was a... You could hear the desperation in Julia's voice. You wanted that door to stop closing. And you ended up with $740. Julia, congratulations.
Well played, young lady.
Thank you.
What are you going to do with your money now?
Pay bills.
Yeah, pay those bills. Those dang bills always get in the way. But hopefully you got a little left over so you can buy yourself something nice, Julia.
Hey, definitely.
Just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
800. 840. 910.
Woo. Oh, he going. Ah. Oh, he going. It was a tricky banker.
Yeah.
How many of us would have kept going after the 900 thinking?
If I had a guts to go to 900, I probably would go ahead and let it go all the way to 1,000, in which case I would have lost.
You got plenty of that money out of that, Julia. $740, all yours. Hang on, we'll get you all set up, okay?
All right, thank you.
And thank you. Good job. And good luck marketing today.
Yeah.
We'll be just doing some marketing.
Are you still the most famous person from South Carolina, Kelly? Or is it you and Ben White?
No, I'm not the most famous.
Ric Flair.
Was he from North or South?
I don't remember.
He was North. Vanna White was from Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of famous South Carolinians.
By the way, beat the
Ronald
bank.
McNair, who was in the space shuttle Challenger that exploded. Uh-huh. Yes. Right down the road from where I grew up.
We have almost given away $9,000 with Beat the Bank
already?
So far, by the way. Yeah, already. Man. Up to $9,000 almost.
Already.
You'll get your chance to play again tomorrow morning. Same time, twice a day, 7:10. We'll hook you up with the Password Central, and then again another password at 8:10 Central. So don't feel bad if you didn't get it this time around.
The Black Panther actor. He's from South Carolina.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Chadwick Boseman?
Yeah.
What?
I didn't know that.
He's hosting SNL this weekend, I think. Yeah, he is.
Awesome for him.
He's from Wakanda.
Wakanda. Wakanda.
By way of South Carolina.
So we found a new talent here in the studio, and I think possibly this was the one talent that I missed out on. Like, I could have maybe been the greatest in the world at this if I would have just found this talent earlier in my life.
Mm.
All thanks to a 10-year-old boy in Walmart. We'll tell you what that talent is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I think we found another talent here in the office.
Really? What do you mean another? Like, we have talent in the
office. We have a little bit of talent here and there, but this is a talent that I did not know I had. I don't know about you, Big Al Mac.
Well, I don't have this talent, but go ahead.
Hopefully you heard about the little boy that's been yodeling at Walmart.
All I do is that last song, did she say goodbye? Well,
I mean, that kid's become so Twitter famous that people are showing up to that Walmart and to that same exact section where he was singing at, hoping that he's still performing. Somebody said he's not performing today, so some other girl showed up and she was yodeling.
Oh, really?
There's remixes now with the kid yodeler from Walmart. And so we got in on this.
Oh, yeah, we did. Because we're original.
Well, it's all right now. Yeah. So Anna from Kid TV, she wanted to put a video together to see how the staff does with yodeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we have them all broken down here.
All right. Mm.
Do you want to hear part-time Justin doing a little yodeling?
Sure.
Absolutely.
This is part-time Justin's yodel.
Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay.
Not so good.
No.
You know, not so good.
I don't think he put forth a real effort.
I think he was actually trying.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Whenever there's some sort of artsy thing, Justin wants to go full 100 on it.
Mm,
dancing, singing, he wants to do it all.
Okay.
Our boy Nick, producer Nick.
Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, you're the note.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, that's what Anna said. She said, can you do a short yodel? Apparently, Al did not get that memo.
Messed up.
And that was only half of it.
I operate under the impression that you're going to go ahead and edit, so I'll just go ahead and give you a whole bunch.
Sure.
Give us a lot to work with.
Yeah.
Now, we do have Trey, who's in the control room. We've heard Trey talk before. Here's Trey yodeling.
Yodelay, yodelay,
Hold on, Trey. Was that real, Trey?
Yodelay, huh?
Was that for real?
Yeah. Come on. That's the best in the office, hands down.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds like you're doing some, like, luau, some Hawaiian.
That sounds like...
Throw it. It's a fusion.
Yeah, that it's a fusion.
Like,
I get it.
It's like turtles mating.
Yodelay,
wow. Kelly Raspberry gave it a shot.
All right.
Yodelay,
oh, not bad.
That sounded great.
Yeah.
Can't be sure.
Quickie, but a good
That's
one.
What you got to just give them a little
vibrato on the
and
end.
And make them
there.
Think you're good.
Yeah.
The longer you go, Al,
yeah,
you prove them wrong.
Hold on. Judgy Trey.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. All right, I guess.
If you want the honest opinion from someone, you always go to Trey.
If you want some lessons, Kelly, I can hook you up with some yodeling lessons.
You're the last person. Now, Russ Face, he's in charge of marketing.
Uh-huh.
And he makes the funny faces in all our pictures. That's how you know him.
Sound like the Swiss Miss commercial.
That's actually, that's not as bad as I thought Russ was going to be.
That chocolate sounds good.
Now, this is where I come in.
Oh.
And I'm thinking to myself, I've been missing out on a lot of money.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, are you like, building up to the best? Is that what you've been doing?
No, we have a few others. I don't know if I'm the best. I haven't heard them all yet, but I thought I did so well that I'm like, what if this was my hidden talent that I didn't know about?
Never know.
Now, you tell me, Jenna. I don't know.
Okay.
Yodelay, 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 you.
I mean,
good. That's pretty good.
I think it sounded great.
I told you the muscles I didn't even know I had in my throat.
I think everyone sounds pretty good. I can't do it. I didn't subject people to it.
Rubriculus actually did a little better.
That's a callback to. I thought
that
we were
good.
We're never going to speak of that name ever again.
Yeah, Rubriculus kind of outdid you, but
yeah.
So the goal is to sound like you're going through puberty.
I don't know what the goal
pretty
is.
Much.
Trying to hit that.
Totally.
Yeah. The tune.
Everybody's asking, where's Shannon been? Well, she's busy yodeling. She's just Shannon yodeling.
Yodeling, yodeling, yodeling. That was better than you expected it to be, wasn't it?
See?
You're not good. Shannon is just asking.
Yeah, she'll tell you.
Yeah, she will.
Our phone screener, Alicia.
Yodeling, yodeling, yodeling.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, okay.
How about Anna from Kid TV?
Oh, my goodness. It never
yodeling, ends. Yodeling, yodeling, yodeling.
I just want to see if I'm better than all of them.
And in your opinion?
So far, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. I saved white cheddar for last because white cheddar doesn't
We're not
talk.
Lacking confidence well, around here, apparently.
He doesn't participate in anything.
He never participates, right?
How do you do this?
He hates being on camera.
He just walks around here and tells us to shut up and,
wrap it up.
Shut up and all that stuff.
Yells at me.
Let's see how smooth, gooey white cheddar. What's his new nickname?
Peavy.
Let's hear.
You're late.
Outside, like he's on the mountaintop.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.